been successful in spite of myself. That's what a client said to me when we first started working together about 3 years ago. And I reminded him that today as he shared just how well life was going at the moment. And that line really stuck with me. Because how many of us have done well, but deep down we know we haven't even scratched the surface of what we're capable of. In this episode, I'm diving into what changes when you finally start backing yourself, believing in your potential, and playing bigger. Because if not now, then when? I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I had a one-on-one coaching session this afternoon with someone I've been working with for most of the last 3 years, and they were just describing how well things were going, how many things were in a really good place. And I reminded him of something he said to me at the very start, which is that he'd had success in spite of himself. And that is something I could very much relate to at the time. At this moment, I reminded him just to help him see just how far he'd come. And one of the first tasks that I get people to do is look into the future and imagine, vision what is possible. And then after some time, numerous times, often if we've been working together for a while, I'll get them go back to that vision and then see how far they've come and then go again. And that's exactly where he's at. He's worked through most of the things that we needed to work through. He's been through some really difficult stuff. He's had ups and downs, and things are good at the moment. Good in his personal life, good in his health. Importantly, we've worked through a fair bit of that stuff. And good in his career, to the point where now he's like, okay, well, what more can I bring in that space? So that's what we talked about. Now you're not the person who's been good in spite of yourself, but in fact, you're flying. What's possible now? Now that you've got out of that survival mode and you're actually thriving in all these areas, what's possible for you? And it's funny, when you look through that lens, you can see so much more for your future. When you're looking in, I've got this drama here, I've got this struggle here, it's really hard to see past the immediate future. And that's why I get them to go back. But that phrase that he mentioned, I've been successful in spite of myself. How I translate that when I heard it the first time was, I know I've been successful at different times, but man, like, I know I could be doing so much more. Imagine if I didn't have this self-doubt. Imagine if I didn't keep sabotaging myself. Imagine if I could have this level of consistency. I've hit the high mark in how I perform at different times, but why can't I do that all the time? And then as we got going, that was a lot of what he was talking about. Like, he knew he could be successful. He knew there were certain areas of his life where he's flying, but there were other areas of his life where he was just so frustrated because it seemed like he was hitting the same brick wall again and again, just showing up with different characters, different situations, but it's the same old pattern. And that's true for most of us, right? Like I said, it definitely resonated with me. It's something that I've experienced, and even now, there are times where I still get faced with those same feelings. And I still know I've got more in the tank. I still know I can be better than I am now. But how good is that? To think that there's always improvement. There's always ways that we can get better. And to me, that's the exciting part. And that's what I share with him today. Is like, how exciting for you now that you've come out the other side of all of those things. Things are looking really good. And we can now look at, well, what is possible? Like, to start dreaming again. To start looking into the future and going, wow, I've got this in place, I've got this in place, I've achieved this in this short period of time, what else can I achieve? We actually, him and I sat down together at the start of 2024 to map out his next 12 months and what he wanted to get done in three key areas of his life. And I remember talking to him 6 months into that 12 months, and he was really frustrated because he's like, man, I'm so far behind in this stuff. You know, I've got this done, but this I haven't even started. I'm not even sure if this should be on the list. Well, we talked about today, 6 months he was struggling, 9 months things were sort of coming together. Now it's nearly 18 months since we did that original plan together. It's all done. And it's now time to go again. Now, what often happens is we set these big intentions for a year of what we want to get done, these big goals. And if you've got no support, if you've got no accountability, then often we let things slide, we don't get them done, and then we go back to the end of the year, then we're thinking the same thing. Well, what else have I got to do? Oh, look, here are all these things I've got to do. I'll set the same goals again. And you've gone nowhere. And even though he got frustrated after 6 months, the reality was he was making progress, and he did make progress. And because we were having regular meetings and there was accountability and the strategies that we put in place that were specific for him, then progress was made. And yes, it didn't take 12 months, but it took 18 months. And it's completed, and he's not going to have to run that same pattern for the next year upon year upon year, looking at the same place going, I haven't really made much progress in this. And I speak to people like this all the time. They think, I really thought I'd be further ahead than this. And then they usually go with something else, like, you know, they've taken a long time to reach out, and they go, well, I kind of feel like I should have worked this out myself. I kind of feel like I should have my shit together. Well, the reality is that we don't have a shit together. That's why we get help. That's why I have a coach. That's why people reach out to me. They get coaching. Not because you're not already got success. Not because you're hopeless or a failure or you keep stuffing things up. But because you're good and you want to be better. Because sometimes you need that outside assistance. Support, accountability, encouragement, validation, all of those things. They're so important. Think of you, the sports person, and how important all of those things were for your success. Now think about the rest of your life and how little you have those things in place. When it comes down to it, who's really supporting you like that favorite coach you had growing up? Who's giving you that accountability by like that hardline teacher or coach or other mentor that or manager at work that made sure you got it done and you respected that? Who's giving you that now? For the rest of your life, the personal stuff. And who's supporting you, like really listening and really taking in what you're saying and allowing you a space to sort out yourself in a way that you feel validated and empowered? Because I reckon most of you, you'll be answering, I haven't got that. But I know we should have it. And maybe you're saying, and I also want it. So my question to you is just this. If not now, then when? Actually, that's the only question I'm going to ask you. If not now, when? When will you take the action? How many more years we keep repeating the same patterns before you say enough is enough? So, just to reiterate, I'm sure you've had that feeling of, yeah, I've had success, but how much better could it be? Also, that is possible, and if you've got the right support in place, the right accountability, the right encouragement, the right validation, empowerment, then you just don't know what's capable for you. And like my client that I've been coaching for a few years, you can break those patterns. You can get to the end of a year feeling satisfied that you've either got the goals done that you set out or you're well on the way to achieving them, knowing that you're then going to be able to set yourself a whole new list of targets for the future. And you have to answer that question. If not now, then when? Because I know I spent a lot of time drifting and it took too long. And then when I did, I was like, why didn't I do this? Where's this stuff been my whole life? And it's more often than not what people say to me when they start coaching and then they have the first couple of sessions and they go, oh my God, why did I not do this years ago? Something for you to ponder. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.